I want to point out one error that appears to be a plague for human consciousness. Which is a mind, a brain, which only see the highest of itself in survival. I want you to pay attention to that word. You see, when a consciousness is only dedicated for survival, all it wants to do is just survive. That consciousness becomes a very diseased consciousness, which is the consciousness we have inherited. It is very strange. I was talking to a doctor, got quite a few doctors. They said there is sympathetic and parasympathetic. The sympathetic appears to be the unconscious animal function in us, which is triggered when we live by fight or flight, the sympathetic. The parasympathetic is actually, the only way I've read it, the way they defined it is, empty this. When this is not in operation, the parasympathetic comes into operation. And it appears most human being and even our body's survival very much depends on the sympathetic action, which is fight or flight, which makes me conclude that, or proves the point that most consciousness just live in survival. And when one just live in survival, one can never see the beauty of living. Almost all the so-called modern day gurus, whether it is cooperation gurus, self-help gurus, seem to only prescribe how one can be safe or survive successfully. This mind, this brain that is only concerned about its survival can never know beauty. When it cannot know beauty, it will never know excellence. When it doesn't know excellence, there will be no flowering. So the entire human consciousness for this evolution of thousands of years has only been concerned about survival. Maybe that is why money is such an obsession. It is not money that somebody is obsessed. In having money, he believes he can survive. I want you to ponder for a moment. You see, the grandness of life, the beauty of life, the magnitude of life is in the beauty of it. Is when you rise beyond survival to excellence. Like there are artists here. I paint. He is an artist. So let's make the distinction. I play with colors. He is an artist. It's different. Art is the celebration of life. You know, it has got nothing to do with survival. But of course we put money value to it. Of course the humanity will do all that. But the very essence of art is the celebration of life and living and its beauty. So now a mind that is only concerned about survival, first, it will not have excellence in it. Thus, whatever one do will be just enough to survive. Like if you know how to swim, there's two types of ability. You know, one can swim kampong style, which is you can save yourself. Another one is, there is finesse in swimming. I'm the kampong star. I can save myself. No beauty in it. I want you to just for a moment, just today, let's go into this. How do I dwell? Do everything I do for survival? Like right now, all over the world, even Time magazine writes about meditation, but they brought it down to survival. Meditate so your stress level goes down. Meditate, your cortisol level goes down. If you meditate too much, you will have my problem, too low cortisol. So cannot meditate that much. You see, science will bring it down to survival. You see, medicine is survival art, you know. We are only now stepping into living medicine. Survival. We always see about the range. Anything below is trouble? Okay, you're normal. You're okay. So you got to understand, can you just imagine, ponder on this question. Imagine you are only living for survival. You know, some need $10 million to survive, some need $10. The gauge is different. But at the end of the day, survival, which means your foundation is fear, which also indicates there is no love, which indicates there is no beauty. All of it is just survival. And if this life is just that, ponder that. Of course this life would be boring. Of course this life would be hell. It is very strange. Our very body, the more I'm researching on it a bit, the more I'm finding out how much our body depends on that mechanism. Even this body has evolved to survive based on the survival instinct, which is fight or flight. Now, we get together not to talk about survival. This gathering is not about survival, it's about excellence. A lot of people will say, if I make money, that's all I need. Have you seen people bring it down to that? Make money. These are stupid people. Really. These are very unintelligent, no love, no beauty monkeys. Because you know what? All their concern is survival. We raise our children that way. Get a degree, you can survive. Get married so you're not alone. Tell me one thing you do that is not directly or indirectly related to sustenance of life, which is survival. How can there be beauty? That is why this earth, we are merely surviving, you know. We are not enjoying what can be. There are a few freaks who do it. Leave them out. In general, we are barely surviving. We are barely surviving each other. Of course, the byproduct of that is violent. Now I'm questioning, I'm saying, if you can follow this, the very error is that I've dedicated only to survival. If I've dedicated to excellent, survival is given. It's very strange. If you study the brain, the primitive is right at the bottom, on top, the mammalian, and then that's how it goes. This is the very base. I agree, the very base is to survive, but the other three levels is all about living and flourishing. So if my consciousness at the end of the day is all about survival, if that's all how I live, what would my consequence of this life would be? And we have a world, we have inherited a consciousness, we have a language which only speaks about survival. Of course, the best will never come out. You will never know the joy of life. People know the joy of surviving. If it's a joy. But they will not know what is the real joy of actual living. So to me, the way I look at it, this is the foundational error that I must look into. It is not that I abandon survival. Survival is given, it's there. It is the one function, sympathetic is one function that we have no control over, right? Is that true, Dr. Emily? Okay. 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 Most don't have mastery over. Just for a moment, I would like you to dedicate this, maybe 5-10 minutes, be silent. Look into this. Is the sum total of all your action is just to maintain survival? Just a few minutes before we start for the day.